Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and tonight is going to be very special. We are going to meditate together, but we're going to do more than meditate together. We are going to relax. We're going to get a lot of positive affirmations. We are going to get reprogrammed tonight in a short period of time. You know, I'm often asked how did I achieve this insight, this wisdom, if you will, this internal happiness, this internal peace. And let me tell you something, it didn't happen overnight. Oh, no, au contraire, my dear listeners. I've had a lot of help. It all started, maybe 30 years ago when I was given my first quote-unquote self-help book. And that book was titled The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck. And the first line in that book was, life is hard. I don't agree with that first line anymore, because for me, life is whatever I choose to label it. And yes, it can be labeled hard, and it can be labeled a struggle, and it can be labeled challenging. But I've changed that label to adventure, the labels to adventure, a journey. And let me say something. It is, your life is whatever you label it. I don't care what you're going through. You label it. You have that power. That book was very instrumental. It's very instrumental in me wanting to ask more questions, wanting to discover more things. And because basically, like I've told you before, when I was younger, I only wished for two things: to live to my potential, and to be happy. And I was driven, I've been driven to search for what's my purpose? How can I be happier? It was years and years. And so along the way, I have to say my favorite authors, because I've been asked this, my favorite author of all time. I actually have more than one, but one of the most influential has been Ernest Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. And he wrote this decades ago. I think it was in the, I don't know, 60s or so. Maybe that's when he, I don't know the date. Not good on that. But he wrote Science of Mind. Not Scientology, Science of Mind. And then he also wrote Living the Science of Mind. And those books changed my life, along with Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, along with Abraham, along with Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle. I feel like somebody is standing for the at the Academy Awards. Forgive me if I forget anyone. Those authors, Barbara Sher, Susan Jeffries, those authors and those books put me on a path, a direction. Before, I had no direction. Where am I going? What am I doing? And then I have to say that the universe has taken it from there. I'm saying all this to say one of the people that I think highly of is, he's a hypnotist, and his name is Dick Sutphen, spelled S-U-T-P-H-E-N, Sutphen. And that's what we're going to be listening to tonight. We are going to listen to a guided hypnotic meditation. You are going to hear such wonderful and loving things about yourself. And I'm going to sit here also. I know you're going to enjoy it, because how can you not enjoy feeling good? Meditation for me, I have to say that I'm not a meditator. I'm saying that today. Tomorrow, things could change. But today, I'm not. I like to listen to meditation tracks, but I'm not going to sit down by myself, cross my legs, palms up. I have conversations with the universe throughout the day, and any time I ask a question, I can hear the answer in my head. It's like I have a telephone to the universe, and they just answer my questions. But I do have to quiet myself to hear the answers. But today, you and I are going to relax. It is a 20-minute meditation. Affirmation, and I want you to enjoy it. What you have to do right now is get into a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. Doesn't matter. And I'm going to do it with you. And while we're preparing our little spot, let's start taking some deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Three deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Get comfortable. I'm going to lie down with a pillow, knees up, and here we go. I love you, audience. Keep taking your deep breaths.
Please do not use the hypnosis session that follows while driving a car or doing anything requiring concentration. Relax and so at ease. I completed my deep breathing, and the relaxing power was in. right on up to my anchor. Completely relaxed. Completely relaxed. And the relaxing power is now moving on up my legs to my knees. Relaxing all the muscles as it goes. And on up my legs to my thighs and to my hips. Permeating every cell and every atom. And my full attention is focused upon relaxing my body. As the relaxing power moves on down to the fingers of both of my hands. Relaxing my hands. And it moves on up into my forearm. Relaxing my forearm. And up into my upper arm. Relaxing my upper arm. And my fingers and hands and forearms and upper arms. And now, just completely relaxed. And the relaxing power now moves on down into the base of my spine. And I imagine a warmth in the base of my spine. And this warmth begins to move slowly up my spine, up my spine, up my spine, and into the back of my neck and shoulder muscle, which now become loose and limp, loose and limp. And I now take a few moments to scan my body for any tension spots. And if I find any, I send the relaxing sensation down into that portion of my body and the tension fades away. Fades away. Fades away. All tension fades away. Checking in. Tension spot. Check for tension spot. All tension fades away. And I'm relaxed and at ease. Relaxed and at ease. And at peace with all life. And the relaxing sensations now move on up the back of my neck and into my scalp. Relaxing my scalp. And the relaxation now drains down into my facial muscles. Relaxing my facial muscles. And I allow a little space between my teeth. And all tension is gone in my body and mind. All tension is gone in my body and mind. And I now imagine a beam of bright white light coming down from above and entering my crown chakra spirituality on the top of my head. And this universal light of life energy, this God light, fills my body and mind. Overflowing as it begins to concentrate about my heart. I sense the light concentrating around my heart. And I now visualize the light emitting from my heart to totally surround my body with an aura of bright white light. And I am totally protected. Totally protected from all things seen and unseen. All forces and all elements. And I'm relaxed and at ease. Relaxed and at ease. As I begin to count myself down. Deeper and deeper. Down. As I visualize myself. In a situation. Going down. 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 Number 7. Deeper, deeper. breathing deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number two, deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number one. And for just a few moments, I'm going to visualize myself in the most peaceful situation I can imagine. Total peace. Total peace. Experience abundance. Winner, is my key word for conditioned response. And these suggestions have been communicated to every level of my body and mind, and they've been accepted on every level of my body and mind. And it's now time to visualize myself having already accomplished my goals and attained abundant success. So I now create a vivid mental movie in which I experience, to the best of my ability, the fulfillment of my goals. Suggestions and visualizations now manifest in my life, and I create the reality I desire to live. And it's now time to use a repeat mantra technique to saturate my mind with a message. I'll shout the words out silently and hear them echo out across the universe and back to me. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. I am a goal-oriented winner who experiences an intense inner drive to be ultra successful. That's right. I am a goal-oriented winner who now attains. I am a self-confident winner who accomplishes my goals. I have the self-discipline to accomplish my goals. I am filled with optimism and enthusiasm. My life now becomes a series of successes. I experience an intense inner drive to accomplish my goals. I free myself from all limitations. I take control of my life and create unlimited abundance. Every day, in every way, I become more successful. I am totally confident in my success. I am clear on my intent to become ultra successful. It is my right and destiny to experience abundance. Winner is my key word for conditioned response. And these suggestions are accepted on every level of my body and mind. And it's time to create another mental movie in which I see what I desire as already successful. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Take a few deep breaths. The interesting thing about this guided meditation slash hypnotist is we're like icebergs. You kind of visualize an iceberg. And the tip of the iceberg is visible above the surface of the water. But the majority of the iceberg is hidden below the waves. It's in the deepest depths of the ocean. And so when I say we're like icebergs, meaning that what we think day to day is mostly surface. With this meditation that we just went through, it goes beneath the surface. It gets to your unconsciousness. It goes all the way to your unconscious thoughts. And that is what I wanted to touch today. What I want to end with is we have the ability to change our thoughts, to change what we think about ourselves, to change what we think about our lives. You have that power. I have that power. And with that power, you can be, do whatever you want. And I have to say that it's not about, I'm going to have to wrap it up to be continued. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
what I'm about to say. Time to get real.